Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Okay, I apologize. We're talking about the Latimer massacre. Miners shot down by sheriff's deputies. And that's on September 10th. That's anniversary today. And here he is. March the Cue Balls theme song, David DeCosmo. How are you, David?
Oh, I'm fine, but we already talked about the Shepton Miners.
I know. The Latimer Massacre.
Latimer Massacre, yeah. You got to go back to the date, as you just told everybody, Bob, and we're going to go back to 1897.
Wow.
Yeah, a couple years back, so I did not cover this personally. but there was a lot of active coal mines in the area back in those days. And a lot of bad working conditions, and a lot of the miners were beginning to join the United Mine Workers. We had four mines on strike in Luzerne County back then, and about 300 to 400 of those strikers and union members marched on a mine in Latimer, Pennsylvania, right outside of Hazleton. And that mine was still operating, and their goal was to try to recruit them, get them to shut that mine down and fight as a unified force for better working conditions. Now, the mine workers had their own little armed force, the Coal and Iron Police, but they didn't really have that many people. So they called on the Luzerne County Sheriff, who was James Martin at the time, and Martin brings a posse, about 100 deputies, to the Latimer area. And on September the 10th of 1897, there were about 300 to 400 of those strikers coming to that mine. They were ordered to disperse. They did not. And shots rang out. 19 miners were shot dead.
Wow.
And by the way, most of them in the back. And a number of others, quite a few others, were wounded. You know, it's amazing. We look back into history, and there are so many things that we didn't even know at the time. Apparently coming to the area by trolley car, one of the deputies, that is, was heard to say, "I'll bet I can get six of them." So, I mean, they were out for blood to start with. And it was literally massacre. As far as we know, none of the demonstrators were armed at all. Now, that may be wrong. Again, it's something you can't go back and be that accurate. But as far as was known with public record, none of the demonstrators were armed. The incident caused all kinds of, you can imagine the reaction. There were more and more demonstrators starting to gather, and so they called in the Pennsylvania National Guard to the area, and they were able to pretty much at least maintain peace. Ironically, it was the anger over the shootings that solidified the demonstrators' position and led to more miners joining the strike, and eventually getting the better working conditions and higher wages that they were seeking. So it was a tragedy, but it led in the end to the miners really getting what they wanted. And now you look back, and no mines left in the area. An industry literally built our area that is now pretty much a memory.
David, isn't it amazing? I mean, 19 people killed. The magnitude of that, even in those days, it's remarkable.
Oh, absolutely. And consider the number of people who were on strike at the time, four different mines shut down. These were guys who weren't making all that money. You know, they were living, paycheck to paycheck. Most of them, when they did have to spend their money, it was in a company store, so it was going right back to the mine owners. And at that time of that century, it was just probably unions were the thing to do. Yeah. United Mine Workers was getting extremely strong at that time, but the other side, the coal operators, were so powerful. Imagine they could literally be the ones to call in the sheriffs to bring in deputies. Of course, sheriffs had a little different power then than today's sheriffs are. Primarily, they escort prisoners, they serve warrants and things like that. They were more like an actual police force back at that time. And that was a daunting crowd, but you got 300 to 400 unarmed strikers and maybe 100 or 200 armed deputies. The odds are not in your favor at that point.
And most of them were not paid deputies. They were paid just for the, paid thugs almost for the mine owners.
Yeah. I mean, per diem. So it was an incident that, like many I tell you about, Bob, these are things that are almost forgotten. If you go into Latimer today, you'll see a huge stone monument that remembers what happened. I don't know how many people stop and actually read that monument. Yeah. I don't know how many young kids really know what happened in their backyard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And I'm a nut on saying that some of this local history, not only local, I mean national as well, is not remembered as it ought to be, and it should be. You mentioned September 11th. Everybody's talking about September 11th, and rightfully so. September 11th, there was another massacre right outside of Hazelden. It was called the Sugarloaf Massacre. Hmm. And in that case, it was British soldiers and Native Americans, Indians, who took on American militia and killed a mess of them right outside of Hazelden by a stream that runs out there. And now there is one of those Pennsylvania historical markers marking the Sugarloaf Massacre. How many people might remember it? I don't know. September 11th, 1941, they started work on a new building called the Pentagon. And how about 1600s, I guess? A fellow named Henry Hudson discovered a place called the Isle of Manhattan.
Yeah,
September 11th.
Hey, David, where could you find that Latimer stone? Is it visible from the roadway?
It's just as you drive. You're coming down Route 309 into Hazleton from the Wilkes-Barre area. There is a big Sheetz gas station on the right, and there's a left-hand turn into the community of Latimer. And about a half a mile back in there, the road becomes sort of a Y, and this stone is right at the center, or right at the entrance to the village, and it's at that Y in the road. Pretty large marker.
Latimer Massacre. Wow. Yeah. Incredible. David, thank you, as always, for bringing us this critical history. It's history we've forgotten. It really is.
Yeah, it's good to have some memories. Thank you for the opportunity, Bob. And as always, I hope all your news is good.
David, somebody text in. David sounds like home.
Well, I thank those who still remember it. By the way, I'm on some of those podcasts with Andy on 28 too.
Yeah, we're trying to maneuver to find them, but.
Yeah, I've got them on my Roku, but they're still working on all the mechanics of it.
Yeah, they're not on the computer yet. That's right. They're only on Roku and Apple TV, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Worth watching, though. Definitely worth watching.
Hey, David, thank you so much. Always a great pleasure. Always an honor.
Thank you, Bob. Take care, buddy. All bye-bye. Right.
David, don't forget his daily blog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.